Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I did want to relay this particular thing because Big Hurl sent it along. Big Hurl's in the house.
What's Big Hurl's got going on?
Big Hurl sent an article from Art Stapleton because we had talked about how he hadn't seen any Giants leaks.
Yes.
Well, Art Stapleton had a couple of things. He goes, this is what we're hearing. Week one, they're saying that the Giants are going to open at FedEx Field.
Ooh.
Week two, back-to-back on the road going to Dallas.
Ooh.
0-2. Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry.
Yeah, don't say
that. Let's see. Oh, week three gets easier. Week three.
You got the Eagles at home?
No, the Chiefs, actually.
The Chiefs, okay.
home opener against the Chiefs. My Lord. And then you've got the Chargers coming in after that on
week
four.
Yeah, they're playing the AFC West. I mean, it's going to be brutal.
So, first four games at Washington, at Dallas, home to the Chiefs, home to the Chargers. Okay. Russell Wilson, baby. Let's go. Go Big Blue. Go Big Blue. Is that an 0-4 spot?
Wow, I hope not.
You know, Jerry, I brought up to Jerry about how I don't like that they're playing some of the important games like Eagles, Cowboys week one because the NFL it's tough the first couple of weeks. It's not the real teams.
Yeah.
Maybe this is good for the Giants.
Yeah, so yeah. You're playing one of these days, yeah. Baby. You jump on them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because if this were later in the season, there's no way the Giants could ever compete against those teams.
I would just think that Brian Daboll over there is going to be holding people accountable from, already.
Mm.
From rookie minicamp to OTAs to training camp and now going right into the season, you know, with an edge. He's going to have to create an uncomfortable competitive locker room, practice field.
When has it been comfortable over there?
Yeah, I know, but the problem is that like when you get into these losing situations, it's hard to get out of it.
Yeah. True. I understand.
You got to hope that like new people like Jackson Dart and Abdul Carter bring a new spirit to the team because that's what this team needs. It's got some good young players, but they just need to they need to unleash a new like anger and hunger when they get on the field. It's just been like,
it's hard to do that with a bunch of mercenaries at quarterback, too.
It is. I've been one of those quarterbacks, mm-hmm. So I know what that's like. It's hard to really get used to one another. But, you know, like Malik Nabers is a competitive guy.
Damn right.
And I would like to think that Abdul Carter is a competitive guy.
Sure.
So those two guys alone, you know, going in, you know, Malik going into a
Brian
second
Burns,
year.
Dexter yes. Lawrence, some of the leaders on defense they have there. Yeah.
Let's go, man. The reason sure. You got Abdul Carter is to stop a guy like Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Although Jaden Daniels is really good.
Does
man,
a nice
wouldn't
you love to see him
getting out of
Abdul Carter just run down Jaden Daniels three or four times?
That would be awesome. Be a little message sent, but
and you know what? It would be like the it would be if that could happen. It would be the validation of the pick in the moment.
Oh, of course, because we make snap judgments immediately on everything.
Exactly.
So if you get a couple sacks of Jaden Daniels week one, you're like, here you go. Here we go.
That's why we got him.
It's LT reincarnated. Let's go to Bobby in Smithtown. What's going on, Bobby?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, Bobby. What's up?
Okay. Earlier and just recently, you were talking about the football schedule. And I'm a longtime Dolphins fan. And this year, we got 9 home games, 8 road games. And they rotated each year. But one of their games is in Madrid, and Miami is the home team. And in essence, it's like losing a home game because they got to travel. They're on the road, and I never hear anybody bring this up. So they really got 8 home games and 9 road games.
Well, the reason they're doing that is to try to keep you from having to pay for 9 home games in your season ticket package.
Well,
they're trying to keep it somewhat affordable. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. But, I mean, that's not why they're doing international games. They're doing international games because they want to make money there, too. But, I mean, the NFL, I don't think, cares necessarily about the wallets of the fans.
There used to be 4, well, there used to be 6 preseason games at one point in time. Then there were 4 preseason games, and you had to buy them as a part of your season ticket package.
Yeah.
And now they've reduced that to 2. So there's 1 preseason game you have at home. You have 8 home games. That's your season ticket package right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually that 9th game, which they alternate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those 9th games that they're alternating, those are the teams that are going and playing away.
Yeah, and I don't know. I haven't looked those 2 games. Because there's a benefit in this, too. Like, if you end up playing a team in a neutral location that you were supposed to play on the road,
your team is not going to have any less than 8 home games. You're not playing 7 home games. You're playing 8 home games.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't talking about that. I'm saying that there's a benefit, too. Like, this guy's just thinking, oh, it's a detriment. You're losing home games. Well, let's say you were supposed to go to Kansas City or you're supposed to go to one of these and you end up playing that in London.
So you benefit. That one team is benefiting.
Right, exactly. So it all evens out and every team's got to do it these days.
So the Vikings are losing a home game and they're losing an away game.
Yeah, they have to be.
It's basically what's happening.
Right, because there's no way they're going to have 9 home games and then lose 2 road games. So,
right.
Yeah, I would imagine that was the case.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Just go through this to see if there's anything else. There is not yet. with the schedule this morning. So we move on and go to Jim in Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, fellas, what's going
on? What do you got, man?
I just don't understand. Like, I don't see the Giants have two opening and road games because we have 9 home games. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I heard we're going to open in Vegas.
Well, yeah, this is just what Art Stapleton is saying on this particular article. He does cover the team.
I'll tell you what, if Art Stapleton is wrong, we're going to have to reflect back on this.
Yeah, we're going to have to go and hammer Stapleton, I think. I like Art.
Yeah, who wants to hammer Art Stapleton?
I don't want to hammer Art. I mean, nothing. I actually enjoy Art. Art's one of my guys.
I like Art.
I mean, there's no reason to dislike Art, really. But why would you dislike Art Stapleton?
Maybe he's
like a neighbor, has an unkempt lawn or something like that. That would be the only reason why. But as far as we're concerned, Art Stapleton's a fine individual.
We like Art.
Oh, speaking of Art.
Yes.
He put out some primetime games for the Giants. See, he's all over this.
Okay.
Art. They're actually putting the Giants on primetime, huh? Interesting. All right, so, can confirm at least 3 primetime games for the Giants. Week 3, Monday Night Football at MetLife against the Chiefs. That is the home opener. Monday Night Football in December at Patriots. Ugh. And Thursday Night Football against the Eagles. Confirming the date there.
Is that home or is it at the Eagles? You say at the Eagles?
I said versus the Eagles. That'd be home.
Oh, okay.
And, Art Stapleton's also saying he's doubling down on this morning. He said Giants, or whatever our last caller was, I heard they're opening in Vegas. Well, Art Stapleton, he's the man who's got his ear to the ground. He said Giants open 2025 season with back-to-back road games against NFC East rivals. So he's writing that stuff.
Well, there you go. Conrad and Cherry Hill, what's happening?
Conrad!
Good morning, fellas. Listen, I am pumped up about my Giants coming this upcoming season. So I love the fact that we're playing Washington the first week. I understand Jerry Daniels is all world, but guess what? We beat them last year.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
We did beat them last year.
No, you didn't.
You lost them twice. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. How you feel now?
No. How you feeling now, Conrad? You still pumped up?
I'm still pumped up about my team because if you look at the additions to what we did, I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up about Jackson Dart. I went and watched some stuff about him. The fact that Dave will love this kid, I love this kid too. Mm. So I think that the Giants are going to be competitive. I think the defense is going to be competitive. So let's go. Listen, I know Washington is pretty good, but I thought we had a competitive game with them last year, came close to beating them. So that's why I'm thinking that we did beat them.
Yeah, it was 21-18. It was early in the season, September 15th.
Then it was 27-22 later on in the season. Yeah, so it's like a one-score game. They lost 2 one-score games to Washington, and that was with a rookie quarterback by the name of Jaden Daniels. This is now a second-year quarterback by the name of Jaden Daniels.
Conrad, what's the win total that you would be happy with for the 2025 Giants?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think I'm happy if we win 7 to 8 games.
Okay. I mean, I think that's a reasonable.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. You know, and I think that, honestly, John Mara would probably say the same thing.
As long as you see growth in the team and maybe you get to see Jackson Dart a little bit, I don't know. Who knows?
Conrad's so positive about the Giants, he's changing results from last year. That's how positive he is. We beat the Commanders last year. No, you did not.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.